Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Abraham Lincoln once said, "The best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time." The first sentence of today's gospel refers to time. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples. From that time on indicates change and transition. From that time on, Jesus began to reveal the future, how his disciples would need to make choices, how they would need to live a reoriented life, how the trajectory of his life would affect the cost of their own discipleship. From that time on, the disciples were taught what kind of Messiah Jesus would be, one who would undergo suffering, be killed, and on the third day be raised from the dead. I have wrestled with this journey of Jesus towards the cross. I have wrestled with Jesus saying to us that if we want to be a follower, we have to carry our cross. I therefore wrestled with this sermon, and I prayed, and invite you to do the same, to pray for a deeper understanding of the radical obedience of Jesus, his surrender of his will to God. His identity and purpose were bound together in this gospel, and it is not easy to understand that he knew he would suffer and die. But this surrender was rooted in a passionate love for God, so intimate that he called God Father, teaching us to do the same. God loves us more than we love ourselves. Jesus experienced God's love so intimately that he kept living God's love all the way to the cross. God's inward power of love is real. In fact, you would step in front of a car to shield your child. We know of people who have lost their lives trying to save another from a burning house, or from drowning in a flood, or fighting a forest fire. Love is a radical power, and life is a radical gift. And life and love often ask more of us than we thought we could give. Years ago, I read a book by Joan Chittister, Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope. The book was a personal account based on a life-changing disappointment faced by the author. We all have had experiences that have changed us. Each of us can finish the sentence from that time on. As we describe an event, an illness, an accident, an attack that scarred us forever. From that time on, we changed. When we got married or divorced or experience the birth of a child or the death of a loved one. And sometimes after a surgery, we are never quite the same. From that time on happens as time goes on. Often the impact may diminish as we get used to the change, but we have changed. As Joan Chittister said, life is not one road. It is many roads, the walking of which provides the raw material out of which we find hope. Hope takes life on its own terms, knows that whatever happens, God lives in it. Whatever the twists and turns of life, hope will ultimately yield its good to those who live it consciously, to those who live it to the hilt. Jesus was asking his disciples to go forward, to live it out to the hilt. The disciples were presented with a new road. They were given a postgraduate knowledge of the purpose and identity of Jesus in this gospel. And Jesus embraced his future one day at a time, even though the cross was predicted. Jesus said, "I will rise from death, and therefore you will receive a new strength to carry your cross, to live your life to the hilt." We are in from that time on. It is now. It is today. Yet from this time on, Jesus is teaching us through his Spirit to figure out the deeper meaning of life, that there are no accidents, but choices to be made. From this time on, in a worldwide pandemic, the usual patterns of life have had to change. The quality of life feels harder than ever, but the power and presence of God is stronger than ever because God's power cannot be less. All that God is expansive, can only be more. Jesus is risen, and Jesus, through his Spirit, is more present than when he was on earth. Jesus always sought the truth of God. God as timeless, changeless, and yet beyond our understanding of time and of creation. Once in a while, I turn to the National Geographic Channel because I am fascinated by archaeological discoveries and the wisdom of ancient civilizations. I am humbled by esoteric teachings that are thousands of years old. What I have come to hold dear are four phrases from the Toltec civilization that have a timeless invitation, a God-centered truth. They are called the Four Agreements, a way to live with each other. Be impeccable with your word. Take nothing personally. Do not assume. Do your best. Jesus lived those four agreements. Not easy to practice when you hear some things that hurt you. But Jesus was impeccable with his word. And he is the word that gives us the power to not take things personally, to not assume, and to do our best. Yet living his radical love does not prevent suffering. As Jesus predicted, and in his own messiahship, he would not escape death. Following Jesus requires a reorientation of life. So from this time on, Jesus asks, will you take up the demands of love and follow me? From this time on, will you confront evil and your own sinfulness? Both are rooted in a lack of love for yourself and others. The truth of love is in our offertory anthem today. And there is a sentence that can help us live from this time on. It is the last line. Let inward love guide every deed. By this we worship and are freed. Jesus loved Peter into being more than he thought he could be. From this time on, God is calling you to be more than you thought you could be. From this time on, be surprised by grace. From this time on, talk less and listen more. From this time on, pray as if your life depended on it. And from this time on, pay attention to the nudges of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. As Frederick Buechner said, the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. From this time on, live your future one day at a time to the hilt. Amen.